1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning to you on a Thursday, day 6 of the month of October. It is 823 with 52 beautiful fall degrees out there this morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Achille to talk about activities at the shelter. What is going on? Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Oh, pretty well. I'm enjoying this cooler weather, that's for sure.
You Absolutely. And me both. You and me both. That is
yes.
for sure.
I love the season, but yes. I'm ready for fall.
Well, fall is here, and we're glad that you're with us here, Stephanie. Stephanie makes appearances frequently with us to keep us updated on activities at the Humane Society and, of course, the Emporia Animal Shelter. So how are things? Let's see. Are you full at the shelter? Cats, dogs? What's the situation out there right now?
Oh, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit of a broken record, guys. That we are always some sort of full. We've got a plethora of dogs. We actually have the most dogs we've had in quite a while, just because we had quite a bit of multiples of puppies come in. So right now we have, I believe it's eight dogs under a year old. We've got a few around the 3 to 4 month range, and then a few around the 7 to 8 month range. So that adds to some of the crazy fun that we have there. It's a little bit louder. but yes, definitely full on the dogs. Our cats, though, again, I can't thank the local kitty rescues enough. They help us keep a bit more manageable with our cat areas and our cat kennels. We've got some kittens that are still on hold for pre-adoption. They actually haven't been posted yet just because they're so small, and we've got some that are a bit ill that we're working with. But everybody's on PetFinder right now that is adoptable.
On PetFinder, okay. And so you mentioned dogs. You have plenty. So what does the adoption process entail, Stephanie? What do we need to do?
Okay. It is a one-page app. You can find that online. You can also walk into the shelter, or we can even email it to you. There's about a 24-hour time for processing. Sometimes if, you know, you actually own your property, or maybe you don't have other animals or are able to do a meet and greet that day, it can be, sped up a bit, that process. We really just want your animal or your family, as well as our animal at the shelter, all set up for success. We want everybody to be happy and safe. So that's why we do a few extra steps compared to some other folks. We've had some great people that come in for multiple meet and greets, and whether it be with multiple kids or multiple other animals, and it goes really well. But then, of course, life happens, and whether that be a change in job or a very quick change in your home situation, and then we need to talk about the possibility of rehoming or even the possibility of a surrender, or I should say a return, really. It's what we've been asking the community to do. Just please call us every day, and sometimes by the hour, our vacancy changes. So actually, I'm so happy that you guys brought me on today. I wanted to really thank our dispatchers, our officers, and a lot of our community members. I know with us being full, we've had to have more difficult conversations. And people have been more active about posting online with those lost and found groups, even rehoming. And I'm happy to say that it seems like it's really working. People have helped us a lot to find those owners or find new homes for some animals we can't take into the shelter right now.
Yeah, it's good to hear. What about the cost of adoption? What are we looking at there, Stephanie?
Okay. Most months we have some sort of umbrella special. Right now we currently don't have one, though. It's because we're going to have a few pop-ups this month. Our regular prices when there isn't a special. Puppies are $150. Our adult dogs are $75. Our adult cats are $50. And our kittens are $75. But honestly, if you're interested, come in anyways and check out our Pet Finder. There's going to be some sales popping up here just because we are full.
Well, and Stephanie, you mentioned obviously some sales popping up here. I know you guys also have a lot of events on the calendar that you're going to be getting in. Still some stuff to detail out there, but I know you've got a busy, lengthy list of activities coming in November.
Yes. October, we've been invited to a few things, so you'll see us pop up there. But November, we're going to bring back our straw giveaway. We're happy to participate in the upcoming Christmas parade. Let's see, we also have some Thanksgiving fundraisers we're going to put out there. And then we also have a t-shirt fundraiser that we're going to bring back too. It's going to be a winter theme with snow paws, and we'll have a nice picture on the front, and then on the back we'll have the shelter and the Humane Society for support of Adopt, Don't Shop.
Adopt, Don't Shop. And you mentioned here, I think on your list you had a doggy demo activity. What is that?
Oh, yes. We had such a great response to a lot of our dog obedience classes that we have every summer that we're going to have a fall workshop. Our instructors, Eileen and Alita, have been with us for a long time. They're fun folks, and they go around, and not only are they certified in several areas, they themselves have several very trained, fun dogs that they go and they compete in some different tricks competitions and stuff like that. So they're a good group, and they're going to do some doggy demos for us, I should say. And we're just figuring out where we want to have it yet, so then that way some folks can come and see it. And if we're able to offer a small opportunity for people to come and do some basics with them.
Stephanie, how have you seen some of these events? You know, you mentioned the doggy demo, you mentioned the giveaways that are going on, the fundraisers coming up. How have you seen these translate into maybe higher adoption numbers, or have you?
You know, yes and no. I wish I knew from year to year the ebb and flow, and we think that we do now that we've been able to kind of track that a bit better. COVID really shook some stuff up. Even some of our great transfer relationships are a bit on hold right now because the intakes have been so high from moving season, from the cost of everything going up. I mean, times are challenging for everybody, and we get that. And that's also why, you know, we have the specials that we do, and we have such low adoption prices. You know, you come in and you could get, when we have specials, I mean, they've been as low as $17 on St. Patrick's Day. Often we run a $25 or $35 special for adoptions, and those are animals that are fixed and vaccinated and hopefully a little trained. We try and get it so that the dogs can at least sit. But if you go elsewhere, you know, we're talking hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars. So we try and keep that in mind for our community, because ultimately we know that, yes, we try and offer a great temporary stay for our animals, but a forever home is what they need. So, sure, exposure is wonderful. We've been doing some doggy day outs and kitty in the cities and, you know, fun, catchy names for things. But besides being on the island that is our shelter, we try and get our animals out to different events or walking down Commercial Street possibly or at the different parks. It's just about us getting out there. So, again, sharing our posts, doing these events and being welcome to other people's fundraisers or events so we can get our animals out there, anything can help, Tegan. So It's great. I welcome all invites to get our animals out and about.
Well, you mentioned, you know, as far as adoptions go, Tegan was asking about adoption numbers. Have you, as far as adoptions, you know, intakes have been high for, well, forever, I think. But as far as adoptions go specifically, have you seen an increase in adoptions? I mean, with all that you've been doing?
Oh, we have, oh, Ron, you know, this is a little bit of a downer, we'll say, but I've got hope. I've got hope here. We hit the fall slump a little early. Like you said, the call for requests of intakes and surrenders, or unfortunately some dumps and abandonments that have happened, don't go away. And particularly spring and summer, they become more and more. Those haven't slowed down, but adoptions have. Here in, let's see, end of September, here now, the early October, we've had very few, which is kind of concerning considering we do have some puppies, and that is always what people want. Or, you know, I've got a list of almost 2 pages of people that want a lot of dogs that don't come into our shelter. We very rarely will get, you know, Shih Tzus, Yorkies, full-breaded, German Shepherds.
Sure.
Some of those more high-dollar dogs, not to say it never happened, but it's nice that they at least come in to be put on the want list. But our adoptions are low right now. That fall slump is hit early.
Do you, as far as the Humane Society, are you on Match Day this year? Are you involved with Match Day?
We are not, unfortunately, but we are very happy that our friends the Street Cats are.
Okay.
Yeah. First time being on there for them as well.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you know, donations are accepted at the animal shelter and the Humane Society. Are you in need of anything specific? Obviously, monetary donations are always welcome, but anything specifically you're in need of right now, Stephanie?
We always are in need of any type of your stinky dog treats. They love them. It makes them happy. Those pepperoni bacon cookies that, you know, even people like. the more stinky ones, those would be great. Some chew toys for the dogs. We always give them a toy at night or at some point through the day, so that enrichment in their kennels while we aren't with them one-on-one with staff or volunteers. We go through a ton of paper towels and cleaning products, so if anybody is a couponer or hits the lottery and wants to help us that way, that works. And then, of course, yes, we don't forget about our kitties. Kitty treats and toys are nice. We actually use the small dog beds for our cats. They like to nestle in there. And those, after a few times in the washer, you know, that they aren't so nice. So those are some items that we really go through. Or, oh, another thing, too, we have our pet pantry. So anytime that your dog or cat maybe changes their diet or decides they don't like Friskies or Fancy Feast or Iams for some reason, or if unfortunately your pet does pass away, you can drop off food or some of their leftovers at the shelter.
Okay.
And we can use it in the pet pantry. We've got a lot of requests for dog and cat food or even kitty litter. We don't use traditional kitty litter at the shelter anymore. We haven't used it for almost a year now. We've went more to the horse bedding pellets that you can get at Tractor Supply, probably Sutherland's or maybe Waters or those type of stores. It's healthier for the kitties. It smells a bit better, and to be honest, it is incredibly cheaper. So a lot of shelters have moved that way to moving more of the, or to using more of the horse pellets, too.
All right, one more time, tell us where we can find a look and listen to, you know, your pets you have available for adoption at the shelter right now.
Sure, we post almost daily on our Facebook page for the Emporia Animal Shelter and the Humane Society. Also, Pet Finder has all of our currently adoptable pets that gets updated a few times a week. And like I said, we get new animals in nearly daily and often multiples or at least requests. So we try and go off of our wait list. So there is some hope there. We need the adoptions, though, to be able to help more animals.
All right, Stephanie, we'll keep up the great work. Keep us posted, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Yeah,
Thank you.
Let us know what we can do to help. Stephanie, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director, Stephanie Akili, with an update on the work of the Humane Society and the Emporia Animal Shelter on our Newsmaker 2 segment here on a Thursday morning. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by CareArc Healthcare Without the Headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. KBOE Live and Local, it is 8:37, sunny, 53 degrees. Good morning.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
Thank you for your business.